This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it is Sean and Robot's Comedy Circuit podcast, and myself, Robot, our good musical friend Katie, our menacing robot friend Arnold Goldberger, and our questionably comedic friend George, we're all about to settle down to play some Super Mario until Robot went mad again, and now we're all trapped in Super Mario World.
I said we should have just played this one on a normal Nintendo Switch.
We just don't learn lessons on this podcast. If you've been listening for the last few weeks, this has happened a few times. We got trapped in Among Us, we got trapped in Robot's Minecraft world, and now we're in the world of Super Mario.
Quite a weird place, if I am honest.
Do you reckon? I don't think it's anywhere near as weird as your Minecraft world, to be honest, Robot.
What are these walking poo emojis?
They're not poo emojis, Robot. Those are Goombas.
What's Goombas?
Goombas are the baddies in Super Mario.
Can I just boot these in the face, or do I specifically have to jump on them?
Maybe we can just sort of stay clear of the violence towards the Mario baddies and maybe just gather up the troops.
We should find everyone.
Yes, we should find everyone. And I know they are baddies, Robot, but let's try and spare as many Mario life forms as possible. Do we have any idea where Katie is? Do you know where Katie is, Robot?
Hey, I'm down here.
Where is that voice coming from?
Well, hang on, is this green tube over here, Robot? Oh, hello. Look who's down there! Come on, Robot, let's go and have a little chat with Katie. Fancy seeing you in this little underground area of Super Mario World.
It's quite cosy, actually. I like it. There's something about the roundness of the walls that is quite relaxing.
You'd think when you play these levels on your Nintendo Switch or your Game Boy for any older listeners, you'd think that this place would be quite damp and rank, but it's actually you're right. It is cosier than you think.
Yeah, it's high end. I mean, it's been designed well. If you've only seen it in two dimensions, like flat, then you won't appreciate how cozy it is.
Exactly. There is some and a nice little acoustic buzz as well, which you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, if you just tap it, you've got some good drums going on.
If anything, a perfect place to play some tunage, I reckon.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What were the songs like that we got sent this week, Katie?
The standout title for me, it wasn't a title as such. It was just like, can Katie sing a song about planets? Which I saw as a challenge. That's from Master of All Things. And they had a little sun and three pictures of the Earth. So I figured,
oh,
yes.
Brilliant. Well, first of all, we must obey the Master of All Things, mm-hmm. as the rule goes. And also quite appropriate because of Mario Galaxy. I mean, we're not in Mario Galaxy at the moment, but, you know, Mario loved the galaxy, so planets, very appropriate.
Perfect. There you go. It's just the synchronicity, the things all matching up beautifully for us.
It's like, you know, we don't just throw this thing together, people. So just to fill you in, what happens every week is that you guys send us song titles and then Katie uses her magical musical genius to turn them into real music. So shall we hear the Master of All Things' song this week?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Right, I'm going to sit on this question mark block a minute.
I know we're in space, but I'm pretty hungry. There are a lot of Mars bars on Mars. Oh, we can pick up a Milky Way. There are lots of exciting edible things. I'd like to have a nibble on Saturn's rings. The moon Io has a lot of ice. I wonder if the flavor is nice. There are also dwarf planets I don't want to miss. Take away all the way out to Eris. I want something orange and baked. So the Kuiper belt planet make. Come on, I want chocolate again. Is shaped like a peanut M&M. But let's get to the ones we know. Mercury
is poison, so that's a no-no. Earth is the tastiest apart from worms. Jupiter's red spot might have germs. Neptune's tasty if you like fish. Our chocolate stars make a tasty dish.
Oh, no, it's okay. I found some Skittles in the glove compartment. Yay!
What a lovely song that was.
That was delightful, wasn't it? Thank you so much, Katie, for that.
Sean, I don't want to alarm you.
What? What? Have you got bad news, robot? What's going on?
But I have conveniently just found a note from Bowser.
You've just found a note from Bowser? That is very convenient that it happened to be in this little underground area, which we found Katie in as well. What's in the note?
It contains bad news.
Oh, fuck. Give me that. Let's have a look. Dear Sean and Robot, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I've kidnapped George. Oh, for goodness. Why does he always have to do it? Why does George always have to get kidnapped? He's in my castle. Yada, yada, yada. Bowser. Oh, for... Very inconvenient, Robot.
Should we just leave him this time and go find some go-karts or something?
No, we better go save him. Oh, Katie, this happens every week. George manages to get himself in some sort of bother in these video game universes. Obviously, he's got himself kidnapped by Bowser.
Oh, of course. We should have seen that coming.
So, yeah, someone's got it, haven't they? Me and Robot might need an extra pair of hands to try and sort this dragon turtle thing out. So, you keen for that?
I'm in, yeah. I've pretty much worn myself out making tunes, but I'm in for, you know, changes. As good as a rest, so let's do some rescuing.
Yeah, for some Goomba stomping.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. So, right, let's go and find Arnold Goldberger, who's hanging around in Toad's house, so we can get ourselves tooled up.
All right.
Hey there, have you heard about my robot friend? He's metal and small and doesn't judge me at all. He's a cyberwire bundle of joy. My robot friend.
So we're currently off to Toad's house. If you're not sure who Toad is Mario's little mushroom-headed friend who helps him out on adventures.
What is this, like a bonus level or something?
When you go to Toad's house, what happens, Robot, in the games is that Toad's got loads of chests and they all have different items in, and he lets you choose one and gives you an item for your journey, which is really nice of it. Oh my... What?
What on earth has happened in here?
Yo, 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 yo. This is Arnold Goldberger.
Arnold Goldberger, man. What have you done to Toad?
This mushroom-headed guy was all like, you are only allowed one chest. I was like, I don't think so. So I bonked him on the head with this red shell.
That's against the rules? Are we the baddies here? We go bonking Toad on the head with shells. Is he all right? Toad? Talk to me, buddy. Oh, he's unconscious.
Now we can have all the chests. Let's dig in.
Oh, and everyone's just helping themselves to items. That's fine, is it?
Yay, we can have all the chests. There's some cool stuff in here, you know.
Oh, well, I mean, to be fair, there is some pretty cool stuff in here. So have you found any good items, Katie? Anything taking your fancy?
I mean, if you like blocks, this is sort of the perfect place to be, isn't it?
You're smashing through those blocks.
Yeah, I mean, come on, it's pretty satisfying. I'm trying to make them tessellate really well, but that's not working out.
Katie's essentially in Toad's house playing Tetris.
Yep.
Bringing new games into the mix. What would you rather have? The Mario cat suit or the frog suit? Well, there's a fire flower over there if you fancy shooting fireballs.
Frog. Every
time.
Go
for the frog
suit?
Yeah,
that's brilliant. I'm doing it.
Brilliant. Okay, you sort the frog suit. Robot, do you think Mario has to eat the fire flower, or does he just hold it and then he shoots the fireballs? How do you think it works?
Why don't you try and fire some?
I don't know. How do you fire a fireball?
Like, just go there.
Well, like, rah.
Like with your hand.
Like, just go rah with my hand.
Rah.
Rah. Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Oh, I didn't expect it to actually fire, though. You just hold it. Oh, you...
You killed Arnold Goldberger.
No. I didn't mean... No, that was your fault. You told me to go rah with the... Oh, gosh, I'm firing another one. You told me to do the rah thing.
No, that was not on me.
You did. You said go rah.
That was careless.
Oh.
No, he is dead.
It is a mess in here. We've got dead Arnold Goldberger and unconscious Toad. We should probably leave, to be honest, Robot.
No, we're going to have to play the sad robot friend music again.
Right, play the sad robot friend music and then let's go and try and rescue George.
Hey there, did you know I had a robot friend? We used to laugh and play, but someone took him away. He was my 10 gigahertz old pal, my robot friend.
Our hero's quest to save their mildly amusing friend George took them to the gates of Bowser's castle, where they fought bravely against the hordes of little turtle things and mushroom monsters. Yes, battling.
I didn't expect there to be this many Goombas and turtles. Robot, oh, hang on. I think Katie's getting overrun again.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. Give me a break.
Katie, I think the frog suit is only suitable in underwater levels.
Oh, no, but it's so stylish.
I mean, you look great.
Thank you.
Robot, what are we going to do?
Might be worth leaving her to die, to be honest.
No, we can't leave Katie to die.
You're not going to leave me, are you?
She'll just have to wait for us at the beginning of the level.
Katie,
yeah.
Hang on, sorry. We're going to leave you to die, but you're going to respawn at the beginning of the level. Is that right?
You sure I've got enough lives?
Oh, Robot, she doesn't think she's got enough lives.
She'll be fine.
Oh, we're going to have to risk it. Oh, hang on. Watch out for that shell, Katie.
With the losses of their friends Katie and Arnold Goldberger still heavy in their hearts, Sean and Robot pushed on through the hordes of Koopa Troopers and Goombas and other baddies to reach Bowser's castle to avenge their beloved fallen companions.
Robot, do you want half of this Kit Kat?
Oh, yes, please.
There you go. I didn't think that snacks would get sucked into the Super Mario world as well. Big win for us. As a living dwelling goes, Robot, this castle is not fit for purpose, in my personal opinion.
Why would you have so much lava in your castle?
Yeah, who has lava in their castle? Why would you have that? Really dangerous. Like, just get central heating, probably.
Oh my goodness, look, it's George and Bowser.
Oh my... Right, okay, really high up above us. I can just make out Bowser. He's on a platform with George, and Bowser does not look happy. Robot, use your extendable microphones to find out what's happening.
Tell you what, Bowser, I know I appreciate that you would like to hear me tell some jokes. You could have invited me. You didn't have to kidnap me. Anyway, look, this is it's a nice place, this. Is this where they filmed I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? Is this where they did the Bush Tucker trials? No, it's not. Okay, joke. I'll just crack on with the jokes. How about this one? Where does Mario do his food shopping? The Mario Mart. Yeah? Okay, I've got this. What happens if your car breaks down in the Mushroom Kingdom? It gets Toad. Like a Toad mushroom. Another one. Okay. We didn't like that, I guess, from the file. I've got more. It's okay. Let me keep going. What console do you play Mario Kart on in France? Nintendo Wii? Like a Wii is French for... Yeah. Oh, okay. That's another fireball. Maybe another one. Otherwise, this place is going to be on fire soon. How did the Mario Bros surf the internet? With a web browser. Okay, you didn't like that one either.
I think you meant Web Bowser.
Oh, sorry.
I think you meant Web Bowser. I think the lava's coming, Robot. We haven't saved him in time. No!
Thank you.
that is it for another episode of the Sean and Robot Comedy Circuit podcast, another unsuccessful foray into the world of video games.
We are quite bad at games, aren't we, Sean?
We aren't the best, Robot. We aren't the best.
We die every time.
Maybe we need to go in a game where you can't die. Maybe that would be ideal. But luckily, though, because it's just a game, everyone's alive and everyone's here having a lovely time. To get involved with the podcast, you can give us a song title, which Katie will then turn into a real song for you. And we'll also probably end up in another world at some point. Maybe it could be a computer game world. Suggest what world we should enter into in the comments, please, in the review section. And also leave us 5 stars as well, you massive heroes. And subscribe and tell your friends if you've had a nice time. I've been Sean. This has been Robot. This has been the Comedy Circuit Podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.